bell, get all my notifications. It means a lot and it helps the channel grow a lot. And folks, if you're listening to this on the streaming podcast platform, go like, comment, subscribe, and share this to all of your friends, all the people that you love, and tell them about this Texas content that is coming from the Nino's Corner podcast. But folks, today we're going to talk about JT Sanders and why I believe JT Sanders has an unlimited upside and why I think he might be the steal of the draft when it comes to a tight end. He's going to be great value in that, late first round, second round pick. I think he's currently ranked in the 40s when it comes to prospects here, but he's the second ranked tight end behind Brock Bowers. But prior to us getting to that, folks, let's go into our first commercial break. What's up, peeps? It's time to level up your fandom. Nino's Corner has officially become a partner with the Autograph app. Go download that Autograph app, folks, to get all of your favorite podcasts, blogs, and more all in one place. Plus, get some exclusive rewards for being a Texas super fan. How does this work, folks? Well, if you're on Autograph, you get to look at different blogs and different YouTube posts and different podcasts, and you earn points for clicking on these links, looking at the videos, and just being a fan. These points are used for numerous things: March Madness tickets, pizzas during, game weeks and things of that nature. But just a little bit more about Autograph. Autograph was co-founded by Tom Brady. Yes, the GOAT, Tom Brady, with the goal of getting the fans closer to the teams they love and giving them some rewards for being super fans just like you. Like I said before, folks, earn those points in the app by reading, listening, and following all the madness. Autograph is fueled by our love for the fans. Now it's your turn to be rewarded for your unwavering support and commitment to your team. Like I said before, download the Autograph app on your iPhone, on your iPad, on your computer, and use the promo code Nino's Corner to link yourself to all the different podcasts, all the different blogs, and everything about Texas. All right, folks, we're back, man. Like I was saying before, let's talk about JT Sanders and why I believe JT Sanders has unlimited potential and why I believe that JT Sanders might be just a steal of the draft when it comes to a tight end position. Now, folks, I don't like to compare players, but I'm going to compare JT Sanders to Brock Bowers. Yes, Brock Bowers, I think he is the top tight end in this draft. Now, it is what it is. I think he is the top tight end in this draft. He has proven himself. He's very talented. He's a hell of a receiver. He blocks pretty well. Also, with JT Sanders, I think his upside is just going to be exponentially just outstanding. And why do I say that? JT Sanders just started playing tight end, folks, about 2.5, maybe 3 years ago. If you recall, JT Sanders played wide receiver in high school in defensive end. When JT Sanders came here to Texas, people thought JT Sanders was going to be the next defensive end to bring in a great edge rusher that we haven't had on this team since Joseph Asai and prior to Joseph Asai, probably Jackson Jeffcoat, right? JT Sanders was supposed to come in and play defense. He comes in and he plays tight end, and he's one of the best tight ends in the nation. Now, in saying all that, hey man, Brock Bowers is that guy. We understand that. He's that guy. He is Georgia's leading receiver for the past couple years. He's different. He's different on that football field. But when it comes to this next level, you can see, well, first off, Brock's been playing tight end for, since he was in high school. I think in high school, Brock was an athlete. He played tight end. He did kickoff returns and punt returns and played a little bit of running back. But we saw him line up in this H-back / tight end position, and that's where he flourished at. Now, he was just a tad bit bigger than JT Sanders coming out of high school. I think he was 6'4", about 220, 215, 220. I think JT Sanders was listed at about 6'4", 215 or so as well. But I think Brock had him by a little bit, just once it came to weight. But mind you, folks, in the college level, both these guys are about 6'4", 240 pounds. But if you go look at these guys, one's body looks maxed out and one's doesn't look maxed out, right? And as we just said before, JT Sanders was one of those guys who was coming to Texas to be a defensive end. And so that means he's going to easily be 255, 260, maybe 275. Easy, a very easy, weight. He has the frame to support that weight. I think Brock Bowers, I think his body's maxed out. But folks, I'm not saying that Brock Bowers is not going to be a great player. I think he's going to be a really good player. And if I had a pick in the first round, I think he'd be an awesome pick for the right team. But I think when I look at upside, I look at JT Sanders and I look at just what kind of player he can be and the kind of tight end that he has matured into at Texas over these last 3 years. He is the second best tight end per the metrics. I think he's like the 44th ranked player on the big board, and he's the second tight end that should get taken off the board here in the draft coming up in April. But you know, folks are wondering, why do I say that JT Sanders has this kind of upside? We just said before, folks, his frame. He's about 6'4", 243, 245 right now. JT Sanders has the frame right now to pack on another 10 pounds easy and still keep the traits that make him such a desired prospect, right? His he's not the fastest. He's not going to wow you with his speed, but he always gets open. He has a great catch radius. He runs really good routes for a tight end. He blocks pretty good also. Mind you, he's never played tight end until he got to college. So his blocking has matured and has come about a lot since his first couple of years, right? And I just think that the body that he has is going to mature into a much more NFL-ready body than what I think that Brock Bowers has right now. When I look at Brock Bowers at 240 pounds, and I say he's 240. When you look at him on film, he looks a little bit smaller than that, but I could be wrong. You know, I could be wrong. But I think a guy like Brock Bowers, when you see his weight and how it translates, it looks, like I said, I think his body's maxed out. I don't know if he'll be able to pack on another 10 to 15 pounds and still be able to keep the traits that make him great, right? I think he's going to have to kind of be in that 240 range and kind of tween in there between a larger wide receiver and a smaller tight end. So he will play the H-back role. But one of the big things about Brock Bowers that we have seen, folks, is that he can get bullied a little bit by, some ends. He can. So there's some film going around that we've seen as well where he has gotten kind of bullied just a little bit. But that's because he's only 240 pounds, right? One thing that I do want to see between these two prospects when they go to the combine is how long are both these guys' arms? Now, I want to see that because the guy like JT Sanders, if he has long arms, you got to look at your tight end sometimes as being, just like real extensions of your left tackles and your right tackles, especially in the running game, if you're going to keep them in, right? If you're going to keep these guys in to block, they need to be able to, no kidding, block extremely well because they are going to be dependent on to assure that that running back or that quarterback who is running that ball has to leverage on the edge. They need to be good blockers. But the key to being a good blocker, especially on the edge, is long arms. So I want to keep just a good note on that once they go to the combine. When it comes to Brock Bowers, when I look at just how fast he is and his speed and his agility, that is great. Brock Bowers, he's one of a kind. But if Brock Bowers has to put on another 10 or 15 pounds, does Brock Bowers still play with the same speed that he has played so successfully at Georgia? You know, does he play with that same kind of, I shouldn't say edge. He's going to always have edge. He's Brock Bowers. Brock has a lot of edge. I love to watch him play. He's one of my favorite, folks to watch in college football. But if he packs another 10 to 15 pounds, will he still keep that same agility, that same acceleration, that same speed at his playing weight that he has now? And I don't know if that's true. JT Sanders' game is not built upon his speed. He runs good routes, but he always finds himself open. He always seems to be open. And that's the thing that we look at what a smart player is. A smart player is going to find the gaps and find the holes and is going to always be open. I look at a guy like Ferguson for the Cowboys and how he's always open, right? He's always open. He's not the fastest guy. He doesn't run the best routes. He blocks well, but he's always open because he's a very smart tight end. Look at Kelce. Kelce's speed is, definitely diminished, but he is so smart. He's always open, and you know where the ball is going, right? You know the ball is going to Travis Kelce, and he's always open. That's a sign of smart players, right? I think that JT Sanders has that ability, and he's going to have such a high ceiling because he is just scratching the potential of what he can be as a tight end. We've only seen it for 3 years, folks. Mind you, when he came to Texas, like I said before, we thought that JT Sanders was coming in to play defensive end. We thought he was going to rush the passer because we had so desperately needed an edge rusher here on this campus since Joseph Asai left and prior to Joseph Asai, Jackson Jeffcoat. So we know that his frame can support the extra weight. Once you look at the highly successful guys when it comes to tight ends here in the league, you got yourselves guys like, Kelce. Kelce is 6'5", I think 254, 255 pounds. Also, you have guys like George Kittle. George Kittle's another guy who's 250 to 255, right? You also have guys like a Mark Andrews. And Mark Andrews is another guy who's about 6'5", about 256 pounds. And folks, when you see these guys and you see just the mass that they have in their body, they don't look, their body doesn't look like Brock Bowers' body. And I don't want to sound weird when I say that, but Brock is chiseled and he doesn't have the mass that these guys have. Now, mind you, that's only another 12 pounds, but those 12 pounds mean a lot. That's probably what they weighed in, but they probably gained weight over the season, right? JT Sanders' frame just supports that weight, I think, at a better rate and at a better clip than what Brock Bowers does. So I'm saying all this, folks, to say that JT Sanders has unlimited upside. Unlimited upside. The NFL, whatever NFL team gets him, is probably going to be in the second round. They're going to get a steal. They're going to get an absolute steal because I think you're getting a first-round talent that after about two to three years, you're going to start to see the best out of JT Sanders. We have not seen the best out of him yet, which is crazy because he has set the Texas record, you know, for tight end receptions, which he, you know, kind of surpassed the great DT, which is, you know, Thomas Mann. And, you know, also he's just probably – the best, if not the second best, or if not the best tight end that has come through here at the University of Texas, and especially due to his draft stock, because he will be picked high in that second round. I honestly think he's going to be a great player. I think he's going to be a great player who we're just starting to see just how dominant he can be as a tight end, because he's continuing to learn this position. We've only seen him in high school play that wide receiver position, right, where he's like Moss and folks and one-handed catches. And all that played out so well once he got to college because we've seen him do the one-handed catches in college, and we've seen those flashes. And the only thing that we haven't seen with JT Sanders, and it's not his fault, is he hasn't been the guy that's had to be the person who's called upon to be the guy on the team. And it's not his fault. He had Bijan Robinson and Roschon Johnson and Xavier Worthy. You know, his first 2 years here at Texas, and then his third year, it's Xavier Worthy and it's you know, Adonai Mitchell, and it's the slew of running backs that Texas has. You know, we had the CJ Baxters, Jonathan Brooks, and Jaden Blues. He's had so much offensive skill, power, and talent on that team, and the Jordan Whittingtons, right? You can't forget Jay Witt. So Sanders didn't have to be the guy to be the number one option on that team. I would have loved to have seen what Sanders could have been if he was spammed the ball. We know that Brock Bowers was he was everything for that offense. And he was an outstanding player at Texas and one of the best tight ends I think we've ever seen in college football. And so I want to give Brock his credit. And yes, he's a first round draft pick. And I think he's going to be a top 10 pick, very easily a top 10 pick. But what I'm trying to tell you guys is that I think you're going to get some great value in a guy like JT Sanders in that second round. And I think as the years progress, JT Sanders has the opportunity to have the higher ceiling out of any tight end in this draft. I love what I'm seeing from him. I love his speed. I love his agility. I love that he is more physical. We've seen him mature as a blocker and be more physical. And we see the frame that JT Sanders has right now to stack on more weight. And he's going to be a guy that's going to be between 250 and 260 real quick and real soon. And I think it's going to be very fruitful for whatever team drafts him. Now, I do want to, you know, preface all that with saying so much of a drafted player, it kind of relies on the team that they get drafted to, right? The team that they get drafted to, the quarterback that they get, right? You can be the greatest player ever in college, but if you don't go to the right organization, you might not be who we thought you were going to be. If you don't have the right quarterback, you might not be the guy we thought you were going to be as a wide receiver or a tight end. That's why I was pretty adamant that, you know, I want to see these guys go to good teams that actually throw the ball well. I want to see Brock go to a great team. I want to see JT go to a great team as well. And because I got a good feeling that this is going to be one of those matchups that we'll be looking at through the years, and tight end one and tight end two, and, you know, who's the best guy and who's that, especially with Texas going into the SEC. It's, you know, just good trash talk, right? But yeah, both players are going to be great. Brock's going to be a top 10 pick more than likely. I think JT Sanders comes off the board in that second round. But if I'm being honest with myself, I think JT has just such a great upside because he is so new to this position. And I just love what he does for every team that he has been on. But he has a great upside, unlimited potential, and both those guys are going to be great players when they play in the NFL on Sundays. But, folks, just leave a comment. You know, just let me know what you think about. Is JT Sanders going to, you know, is he going to have just a great upside? Is his potential going to be, you know, what you would deem as maybe higher than any other tight end in his draft class? And what teams do you think you want to see him go to? But on that note, folks, man, I'm in his pockets like I'm in the mall. Do you? Don't be afraid to fail. I grow your environment. Understand your brilliance. In Nino's Corner, we out.